Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Just told my daughter, she just emailed me. And I'm like, hey. First of all, one thing I do like is you can't email kids back at school. Like, it's blocked.
Wait, why is she emailing you?
Well, I just said that. I'm like, I have a phone. I don't know why you're emailing. I guess she doesn't want to
get... Email?
My guess is she doesn't want to get caught not paying attention in class, so she doesn't want to get caught on the phone. So she's emailing you from the computer. But the thing that's good about schools is you can't email back a student's computer from just any email. It blocks you. So I just texted her. I said, hey, stop emailing me. There's no point. I can't email you back. And also, pay attention in class. Because it's a random email. She goes, what are you planning for Valentine's Day for mom? I'm like, how about none of your business?
Wait a minute.
What does it matter? What do you want, credit?
Can I just say, mom, she is absolutely not paying attention.
She's not paying attention
to
class right
about
now, dude.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, can I say this? Publix, you at it again. Because let me tell you something. I walk into Publix, I got to dodge the flowers, the balloons, all the strawberries with the chocolate or whatever. Same thing for Mother's Day. You know what you get for Father's Day? A steak in the shape of Florida and a six-pack of Bud Light out front.
You get an attaboy.
Yeah.
That's what you get. That's what you get. Headlines are brought. Speaking of Valentine's Day, by the way, we do have a Valentine's Day giveaway out there, which was very popular yesterday. For Valentine's Day, we're going to make it easy for you guys. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Miami City Ballet and a bouquet of flowers for a Valentine's Day performance. So keep listening to our show. We'll give that away for you. And if you can't win, and you can't wait to win, you guys can purchase those tickets at miamicityballet.org. But listen, your ladies love a plan. It's a cultured night. You get to see the arts. Yeah?
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, and this is for the ladies, it's called Valentine's Day, not Valentine's Day weekend. You know, don't get it slick because President's Day is the 17th and you think this is a 4-day weekend for you. No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's called Valentine's Day, not Valentine's Day weekend.
You lucky, Vlad. Vlad, you know what they got up north?
What?
Sweetest Day.
What's that?
Which is Valentine's Day in the fall.
What?
What?
Some of my northern people, y'all heard of it. Sweetest Day.
Never heard of that.
Yes.
It.
Pull it up.
Sweetest?
Sweetest Day.
Sweetest, like S-W-E-E-T-E-S.
Yes!
Sweetest.
Yes!
Not a day of Pella Larson, not Swedish Day.
No, Sweetest Day.
Sweetest Day.
It's in October or something like that.
I've heard Saturday, of October 18th, 2025.
Yeah! Oh,
my God.
Yeah!
Well, here he is. Yeah, he's right.
October 18th?
Yeah, sweetest. Valentine's Day in the fall.
It's a day to be sweet by sharing a kind thought, a small gift, or a gesture.
Valentine's Day in the fall.
I've legitimately never heard of this.
You're right.
Yeah. I got up there and they say, sweet. I said, wait a minute.
You mean
I left home and I only had one Valentine's Day?
But you never heard about this in Michigan. This was invented in Cleveland.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it says
the origin was 1921 in Cleveland. The Cleveland Plain Dealers edition of the
1922. I got it.
Did you see it in Michigan?
Whoa.
I think
we're getting the wrong.
Sweetest?
Sweetest Days is actually good for us.
Why?
Sweetest Day was actually in the Midwest where the holiday was popularized. Sweetest Day has become synonymous with Boyfriend Day, according to National Day.
Mm-mm.
In the region.
Nope.
Sweetest Day is celebrated primarily by women who treat the men in their lives with gifts of candy.
Okay.
So nope.
That's fantasy
nope.
day.
That is a lie.
It's a lie.
I lived it. All it is Valentine's Day in the fall.
I'm telling you. I like a Pella Larson Day better.
Uh-uh. I'm telling you, it's the craziest thing in the world. I'm like, wait a minute. I was at home minding my own business, only had to deal with Valentine's Day. I come to school in Michigan. Now, all of a sudden, we got Sweetest Day?
Pella Larson's girlfriend should probably give him a Sweetest Day because that dude is handsome.
Well, what about the players who also have significant others and side chick? Because the 15th is side chick day.
Is it really?
Yeah. The 15th of what? Valentine's Day?
The day after Valentine's Day is side chick day.
Hey.
That's the day you...
Let me tell you something.
You did with your sides.
Let me tell you something. You know why you got to get your side chick something if y'all have side chicks?
Silencer.
I'm going to tell you why. Because if you don't, she going to get mad. And then you're going to lose two relationships. So, you like, I don't know why y'all do it. I don't know how y'all do it. I don't know how y'all think y'all could pull it off.
You know,
but I'm going to tell you like this. It may work for the first couple of days. It may work for the first couple of months, right? But eventually, the side chick want to be the main chick. And all them lies you've been telling are going to have to come true.
That's what always happens in Love After Lockup, too.
You got to add another side to the rotation.
What's that?
See, here's the thing. One is close to none. So you have to have multiple. That's my theory.
He's like a baseball
manager. Oh, hold up.
Sometimes
I'm more than sure the women agree with that.
They don't know.
Sometimes you need a lefty specialist.
Wait. You don't. Dude.
You do. That's what I always say. Always go out to the bullpen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. There have been many nights back in the days when you know you had a setup and then all of a sudden it cancels. And then you're like, wait, I got the hotel room and everything like that. Like, I'm not going to let this to waste. Got to call the bullpen.
Randy Choate. Let me get him.
Got to make a call to the bullpen. You know,
got to
make a call to
the
bullpen.
The submarine.
Yeah.
The submarine.
You know, you always got to have a rotation, bro.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I got you. Like, I'm good. I'm good. I can't deal with that. I have a hard enough time.
It's like, this feels like a Vic Derensburg type of night. Marlins random.
Like, I would just say this. Nobody want to be a side chick.
Sweetest Day. That's crazy.
Sweetest Day.
Sweet.
Like, I'm just telling you, this was crazy.
I'm going to bring this up to, I'm like, hey, listen, Mrs. Tobin, look, Sweetest Day.
No, but it's not, listen.
I know what she's going to say.
The first I've ever heard of it being a holiday for the men was just now. So I've been hoodwinked, run amok.
I've
been lied to.
I'm going to bring this up to him. I'm like, you know, this is kind of like, you know, you on the Valentine's Day.
You didn't land on Cupid.
She's going to be like, close to your birthday, pick one.
Yes. Well, how you think I feel? So on the 13th is Rebecca's birthday. On the 4th, let's start. Today's my dad's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, senior. But he don't listen. He's like trying to get him to figure out how to get to the station.
Mm-hmm.
I might as well fly him here and sit him in the studio.
Did he see you? did he watch the Super Bowl? Did he see you on Super Bowl coverage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, why didn't you come for this? I said, they asked, but I didn't like, nah. So today's my dad's birthday. Thursday's Rebecca's birthday. Friday's Valentine's Day. Oh. And Saturday's Fonz's birthday.
You're busted up this
week. Oh, yeah. My God, Leroy.
Yeah. I think that's why my arm is swollen.
You're going to be like that dude against Isak Cruz. You got to cover up. Wait. Got a lot of punches coming your way.
Thursday's your wife's birthday?
No, Thursday, my daughter's birthday.
Yo, Thursday's your daughter's birthday.
And Friday is Valentine's Day. And Saturday is Fonz's birthday.
Oh, yeah. You got the.
It's forever. These are days. This is a week of hell for me forever. Forever.
Oh, man. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Final score last night from the Kaseya Center. Heat lose 103 to 85.
Tobin's side chick is a bucket of KFC.
Oh, my God.
I would say more a Publix bucket. Like I would.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The Publix fried chicken basket. I like more than a bucket.
KFC. Do you only get legs and thighs?
Whatever they got.
No, breast. If you fry it and sit it, it gets too dry.
Tyler Hero, Jaime Jaquez, they missed the game with illness. Figure that one out. This was the crazy story though. How about this? So the Hornets, they're trying to hit the Lakers with a no takesies backsies.
Because they sent him a broke player.
They got back Dalton Knecht and a first round pick. I forget what the other stuff was, but Dalton Knecht, their highly touted first round pick. Cam Reddish. Yeah. So the trade gets nixed. Mark Williams is now back on the Hornets. Dalton Knecht was on the Lakers bench last night, by the way. Stewing, did not look happy at all.
He was a starter, right?
I don't know if he was he was getting minutes.
He was getting minutes off the bench. He was like one of their first two subs in.
Yeah, like they, you know, they made a whole thing. Oh, he's with JJ Redick. It's going to be amazing. You know, LeBron. Oh, I watched Dalton Knecht. Love you, Dalton. Until I can get Luka. And I
now hold on.
You're the same way. Stop acting like what you just said is unique to only them. You are the same way. Because how many times have you said, for Damian Lillard?
I can't believe what a fool we were to believe LeBron James didn't know the Anthony Davis trade was
going
through.
I'm telling you guys. I was like, wait a minute. You really think that's going to happen?
He was like, Luka. My blatte.
That's what you're the same way.
Leroy, hold on. Leroy. Say that your boy. That's your boy, right? And he got traded. And you won a championship with everything. And then the new guy comes, and then you're wearing the new guy's shirt. Already.
New shirt.
Like, you were wearing the new shirt. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Do you know? It does. Let me tell you something.
It looks like a way.
Look,
does seem like your side chick find a new man, and she kicking his jersey.
Dude. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The Heat fan is in hell right now, but I feel like just think how bad it is for the Mavericks right now. They're kicking fans out. Supposedly the GM needs security.
No, it's not supposed
Jason,
to be. He does.
Jason Kidd skipped his post-game press conference last night after losing in overtime. And then, just to twist the knife a little deeper, who shows up at the game last night but Dirk Nowitzki shows up in L.A. for Luka. Wow.
He did.
He showed up for Luka. Like, Sedano's asking, hey, Luka, what did that mean to you? He's like, oh, it means the world that Dirk showed up. Dirk Nowitzki's like, he's even disgusted by the Mavericks.
And Mark Cuban's disgusted by this move. Like, all the original Maverick people, like the the people that sewed the fabric of the Mavericks,
yep,
they're all against the fact that
I got to tell you, as an OG Mavericks hater,
you love it.
I love it. I need something. The Celtics are using us like dog food lately.
By the way, game three of
I was right about that, right? They had not beaten the – oh, my God. Dude.
What happened now?
Game three.
The Heat have not beaten Boston down here since game three of the Eastern Conference Finals.
When?
2023.
Yeah.
So when the Heat went up 3-0, that's the last time they beat the Celtics in this building.
It's like Derek White, that layup Derek White, or the putback Derek White hit, was the, like, it's been the death,
but dude, they
the
get,
death nail for the Heat.
Ass is kicked by Boston, and there's so many Celtics fans there now because they're all running rampant like roaches, and I hate them so much. It's just the jersey. I didn't think I could hate anybody more than the Knicks, but I just hate that jersey. It's so gross.
What jersey?
Because the Boston fan has such a, like, the Knicks, they're almost like adorable. I want to pinch their cheeks with their delusion. But but it's true.
Wait a minute. You're the same way. You're a Knicks fan, basically, but for a different team.
No, it's ridiculous.
You're delusion. Wait.
It's not the same thing.
Your team has been around 500 for the last 3 years.
No.
But for some reason, you think they're better than that.
With a finals run.
Yeah, but it still don't mean you're still 500. You just got on
No, now we're a pathetic 500. I understand.
Okay.
We're a pathetic 500. We're not a can turn up the juice 500 anymore. We're just a pathetic, middling 500 team. Just
Julio says the Heat need a tank. No, here's the problem.
For who?
You can't tank
because they do it like a it's not a guarantee you're gonna get a top pick.
Well, they could tank this year. I mean, they could here's the problem. They could tank, and they could get two first round picks if the Warriors make the playoffs. But suppose not going to tank. Like, it's not going
to
happen.
You don't want them to tank. Say what you want. You don't want your team to tank. Everybody says, oh, we should just tank for this or tank for that. Until your team is losing and you're complaining every night about your team losing, nobody ever says, that's okay, we're tanking. In any sport, nobody ever says that.
Well, if you did tank, here's the thing, though. If you did tank, right, let's say the Heat tanked and they get their first-round pick from OKC – and Warriors make the playoffs, which they're probably going to make the playoffs with the Mavericks going in the tank and the Warriors. I mean, Steph, he's smitten right now. But and he's killing. But if you tank, you'd have those two first-round picks. And maybe you can do a little something with it. I don't know.
Jimmy's got them excited right now.
Dude. I know it. I know it.
Yep. Listen. Mm-hmm. Yep. He's on his fourth marriage.
He is.
How you think that's going to play out?
But you know what happens early in the marriages? Lot of spending. Honeymoon phase.
Smitten. Everybody's
You're going to have a honeymoon phase with Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
Love the honeymoon phase.
You, like, what are you talking about?
Now I have a honeymoon.
You know exactly how they're going to feel. You were so excited.
Now I have a honeymoon phase with Wiggins.
Oh, you're not wiggy with it?
I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm trying.
I mean, like, the problem is that you didn't trade like players. Wiggins is a different player. But here's all I need.
Timu Jimmy.
I need three people to average their numbers. If Wiggins, and if Bam average their numbers, this team can win. But when we have these third quarters where none of the stars score 3 points, you can't have that. Look around the league. Everybody's star players can score buckets. We have the only team where you pull them out of a hat is who's going to score 20.
What's the honey bun phase?
That's you.
That's you.
What is that?
I don't know. That just sounds like something for you.
It sounded great. It sounded great.
That sounds like you.
The honey bun phase.
That's every.
Honey bun is good.
That's every day for
you. I'll tell you what. As a kid, I can't tell you how many. I used to eat those. That's a staple of hood society.
Honey buns?
Honey bun.
Honey buns.
Yeah. Honey buns because they were cheap.
Any good.
But see, here's the only difference, though, because we had a lot of donut shops in New Orleans, and donuts were really cheap, too. So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
We didn't necessarily go for the honey bun. We could get a fresh one.
Man, take a break. More to come. Back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Got another giveaway here for you.
Where this song is from.
Nah, dude, that's a you thing. You know what songs are from.
That's the commercial with Will Ferrell. I want to be with you.
Yeah, I have heard that commercial. Have you checked out that Will Ferrell? What's he got, a movie with Reese Witherspoon now? I feel like I see that on my Fire Stick. I don't know what channel it's on, but they advertise it like crazy.
You still use Fire Stick?
Yeah, I like Fire Stick. I'm an OG. I like that.
I'm on Roku right now.
You got that Roku?
Yeah, that Roku is fire.
Anyway, the Renaissance Festival.
More ale!
Is back in South Florida. WQAM has your chance to win tickets.
Hey, Wench, bring me a big turkey leg and more ale!
I don't know why I jumped at wench. Very strong.
That's what they...
That is what they called him.
Yeah.
That is what they called him back in the day.
If we're going to do the festival, we got to...
But the person who got ill was not a wench. That was a barmaid, wasn't it? Barmaid!
I've never heard somebody say barmaid.
Really?
Really?
No. Never.
I thought wench was like somebody for a pirate. Like you had a wench on a pirate ship.
I thought a wench was like a dishonorable woman.
We'll look this up.
No. But that's in the hood.
Wenches and Witches. They'll be at the Renaissance Festival. Travel back in time to 16th century with more than 100 artisans selling their crafts and over 100 performers. For your chance to win, go to WQAM on the contest page and register.
Wench is a prostitute.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it feels very strong. Feels classier, right?
Yeah, just a classy way to call
like the other
somebody.
The other W word is a little bit, that's strong. Wench.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I thought that was just
a country lass or a working girl.
Oh, okay. I would just say, thou hath my big ass turkey leg with mustard. Hey, Vlad, I'm the only person that goes to Universal Studios with mustard in my bag.
Wait, why?
Sir, what is this?
Because when I do my turkey leg, I do the mustard on it. My own individual mustard.
They must look at you very weird.
Yeah. Oh, medieval times, they got the wenches serving turkey legs. That's what I thought.
Give her an honorable job by serving turkey legs.
Okay. That's right. An honest living.
Come see a sports attraction at the Renaissance Festival. Here we have Mike the Long-Winded. His plays take forever. Nary a knight know what they do before the horn goes off. And aside from him, Sire Chris Greer, who picks the lamest of knights, who cannot even get on their horse. Over here we have Lord Fangs, a true wizard of defense in the joust.
Feel like Stephen Ross ever goes to a Renaissance festival?
No. So, Julio, you're right, but here's the problem. Mustard is horrible on just regular turkey. You don't want mustard on that.
CJ says rats off a ship on turkey legs. Intangible really? Delicacy.
No, it's not.
Well, that's what CJ says.
Dude, it's awesome. Turkey legs are awesome. Like, I wish I had one of those little rotisserie things that roll that thing around like them chickens. I'd have turkey legs in there every other day. Just walk around. Like, I'd be driving to the studio, walking up the hall and just chewing on the turkey leg. Are you kidding? I love turkey legs.
You're a Neanderthal.
Except the problem is when you do them like that, they almost have the appearance of ham.
Now stepping up to the axe throw, Scary Terry. We call him that because we don't know where the axe is going to go. Hence, watch your head.
Don't wager.
Wait, they go. He hasn't hit the broadside of a barn in 17 years.
Watch his step back axe throw. And watch your necks.
You might not want to wager.
We have caught him shaving axe throws. He is under investigation to be thrown in the stocks. Over here we have Sir Duncan Robinson unreasonably fouling and being called for inaccuracies at all times. He just exists. Look at this. Penalty on you, Duncan.
What about that tall young chap that you have, that young rookie?
Ah, Sir Warehouse. Nary a minute from Lord Spolstra. Sit down, tall fellow. We need to play this kid slow-mo for 4 minutes at the five. While Jason Tatum goes willy-nilly by everybody with his joust.
Jason Tatum just like cooking everybody. At least where like is some bit of a deterrent just being there. Now I gotta tell you, if I have one message to the warehouse, don't build a tent in the paint. Move around a little bit. Right? He just seems like he's standing there.
All right, get him cooking a little bit, man. Move.
Yeah.
Oh, look who's actually shown up for the Renaissance Festival. Sir James Butler, good of you to show up. Now that you have gotten all your gold, it appears he wants to participate in all events. What a turn of events. We couldn't even get him to show up for the Turkey Leg Fest. He was like, sorry, I have large face ale to sell.
He was shooting turkey leg 3 points.
Remember that time he shot the one-legged turkey three?
I do remember that. I was like, I don't feel like he's taking the medieval game seriously, Mr. Butler. He has changed his house colors from green to blue to red. We didn't even know what team he was on, but clearly he did not want to be on this one.
So is your court just, it would be Kevin Love then?
Oh, here is, by the way, does Kevin Love, is he embarrassed watching what Al Horford did last night?
Oh, for old people? For old guys.
Like, Al Horford's out here still dropping 15 a game. He can dial it up.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to run. See, the Heat require that Kevin Love run, right? That he don't, Horford don't have to run. Just take your time, get to your spot. We'll go dribble around, and then we'll kick it to you 4 or 5 times a game and do your thing and get a couple of rebounds.
Court Jester Love, make us laugh, funny man. Thou dost not get any rebounds no more. That one thing you do where you threw the ball off rebounds, one must get rebounds before you could do that long passy thing that you do.
Young Tobes, what's wrong with Boy Wonder Hero?
It appears Young Boy Wonder has the tummy of a young squire, could not handle his ale, and thou'st could not show up to battle the Celtics along with Jaime.
What a gala.
Jaime had bubble guts for the last month.
Yo, facts.
Like, damn, dude.
Drink some ginger ale, man.
Yeah.
Can somebody please get young Jaime Jaquez a seltzer?
Some Rolaid, something. Jesus.
Nick T says there's rot of gut.
Dude, that's, you know what's crazy, though? Like, even in House of Dragons, them dude, like, when their skin dies and stuff, they're like, calling the, what do they call them? The doctor, the mage? No, not the mage.
Not the wenches.
No. It's called the doctor, but he's not a doctor. They call him something else.
What is a doctor in medieval times called?
Was House of Dragon medieval times?
I don't know. Physician? No, that's not it. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah. Hmm. And they just, Meister, there it is. Thanks, guys.
There has not been since the Spinmeister, Ronnie Cycli, getting the double-doubles back in Heatland.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Renaissance Festival, WQAM.com.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm going to just say this. I'm more than sure that Reed wasn't supposed to be like that. They got more bang for their buck. Right? You just got a BOGO.
So Bam Adebayo, so in love with the fair maiden, Asia Wilson.
She is a beautiful fair maiden.
Greatest basketball player in all of ladies jousting. Look at him wear her armor on thy feet.
Somebody said Toby will be tarred and feathered for jackassery.
Look at that. It's the pot stirrer, Littlefinger Tobin. He has ruined House Butler and House Heat.
The House of Riley. Yep. You ruined that. You ruined the House of Riley.
They said the House of Dragon took place in the 1200s.
How do they know that? I never saw a calendar.
Yep. Although I do know.
I did
know,
see a Starbucks. Hold
on. You know the, remember when, who had to do the Walk of Shame? In, not House of Dragons, but.
Oh, what's her name?
Oh, Cersei, right?
Cersei.
Yeah.
You know the nun she was walking next to?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that boat commercial? With the chick singing with the blonde hair? Dude,
nobody has like these recollections like you do. Like I no, I would
no,
never
I
that
saw
out.
I saw her on an actual
commercial
talk show. Oh. And she goes, "Yes, I was the nun on the Walk of Shame." And I'm like, "Wow, she was all covered up. Did not know that was underneath there."
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On. I don't know her name.
Oh, okay.
But she's famous, I think.
The only one who needs to do the Walk of Shame is Master Spolstra.
Oh, really?
For continuing to put Sir Rogier out there for too many minutes.
Take a break.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Hannah Worthington or something like that?
Yes.
She was in Ted Lasso.
Yes, yes,
oh,
she was in Ted Lasso.
No. Oh, no. Yes. Yes.
Waddington. Waddingham. Yeah.
Hannah
What's
Waddingham.
Her name?
I think it's Hannah Waddingham. She's a British actor. Yes.
She's a British actor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Take a break. Damage is done, my friend. Is next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
New York City. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent. You gotta love it.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, we've got a cool contest coming your way. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app, log in or register for an account, and listen to WQAM or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry, and you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas for your chance to win. Listen to WQAM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. And when in Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. This is a national contest. It is Tuesday. Let us get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Leroy, what do you got today for Damage is Done?
My Damage is Done has somewhat something to do with the Super Bowl, but more importantly, it has to do with the whole season. And that is Fox. Why would you give a guy $300+ million without knowing how good he is?
Oh.
Sight unseen.
Oh, you didn't like Brady in the Super Bowl?
I'm just, from the start to the finish, it seemed like he should have got some warm-up, some training camp.
Right.
Right? You don't put him on your number one.
Well, and not only that, the fact that he can't even do all the work. Like,
right.
He can't. He has restrictions as an owner.
Right.
And it's just like, we got to get Tom Brady. And it's like.
Right. Because they thought people were going to be competing for him. So they went all out, which is crazy. So, that's my damage is done. Now you hear what people are saying all year? And I don't know how to approach it. Because, listen, the one thing that I do know about Tom Brady, very knowledgeable about, but everybody can't get it across in a, how can I put it, entertainment way.
I think the thing is interesting is like there's very few guys who are as good in a game that also can make really good points on a desk, you know? And I feel like for Tom Brady, I almost feel like the value for them is almost like a Barkley. Like you would want him on the desk after, in between, making his points, going viral. Obviously, you have him for the properties. You could have him like on The Herd or wherever, your other networks and shows like that. But I just don't see like the value in having somebody like that who very clearly doesn't seem like he loves doing the job. He wasn't as bad naturally as he was in the beginning of the season, like where he was literally like just leaving his play-by-play guy out to dry.
He's gotten better, but here's the deal. You could tell right away Tony Romo was going to be great at it.
Yep.
Right? Like you either have it or you don't when it comes to stuff.
A certain
like this.
Je ne sais quoi.
Right. Just about how you deliver things, how you, the excitement in which you go about it, how you tell people what's going on in the story. And the thing that you can't be, you can't act like you're smarter than everybody and just tell them, right? You almost have to dumb it down and give an explanation or whatever. And I think that's why great players can't be coaches.
They can't explain it in layman's terms.
Right, exactly. Because they never been laymen.
Facts.
I just also think he's bored of it. Like I've heard him, you know, like I've heard him on his interviews and his podcast. I think he's very, very good, and I'd like hearing him break things down, even though he is a rat bastard. But other than that, like I feel during the games, I just feel like he's like, I'd rather be anywhere else right now than in this game. Although I do think he very much enjoyed Patrick Mahomes pooping the bed. That's true. Here's my damage is done. So there was a whole back and forth this weekend where Canelo Alvarez was, this talk with Jake Paul appeared to be real. Like, he was going to fight Jake Paul in May. And then it seemed like it was going to get agreed upon. And then at the last minute, it was revealed that Canelo signed a four-year deal with Saudi Arabia, Riyadh season.
Was it four-year or five?
Four-fight deal. Two fights this year, two fights next year, which is kind of what he's been doing. He does, like, three fights with PBC, three fights with DAZN.
Right.
But the caveat to this is because Turki Alashik really wants – he's a purist of boxing. He wants all these guys. He's going to pay you guys boatloads of money, probably losing a lot of money, but he's getting the fights everybody wants to see. That's his deal.
He's going to put up enough money to make the big fights happen.
Right. So it appears like Canelo wasn't getting whatever he wanted to fight Terrence Crawford in September. And so they pulled this Jake Paul thing, and Jake Paul thought this was happening. He was tweeting it out. It was getting reported. We were getting very secretive responses on all this. And then, boom, we get the announcement, four-fight deal. He's fighting some guy named William Skull in May. So, like, I don't know how excited, but it's basically for so he can get the four belts back to make the Terrence Crawford fight undisputed in September. He's going to fight Terrence Crawford in September outside of William Skull pulling off a miracle and knocking him out. That's not going to happen. But anyway, Canelo comes out, and he puts out a video taking a shoddy shot at Jake Paul. Do you have the pod up there, Vlad, for all the channels? Is that good to go now?
Hey, guys, don't pay attention to anything in this YouTuber. I just fight real fighters. Don't f***ing around with Canelo. Come on, let's go.
So that was basically his announcement. I'm not messing with bleeping YouTubers.
I love cursing Canelo, man.
I do, too. And Jake Paul is furious. He's furious because he got used as leverage. He got used as leverage. He was a leverage piece.
Hey.
And so he's...
Dims the brakes.
So he's lashing out, and this was his takedown of Canelo Alvarez after being used
Canelo,
as leverage.
Oh, Canelo, you... And this f***ing YouTuber, I just fight real fighters.
Time to expose them. So we had a signed contract to fight. Here you can see Canelo's signature and my signature to the right, claiming he's not fighting YouTubers. Bullshit. Look at the poster. We were announcing Tuesday, February 11th, claiming he fights real fighters, but he's fighting Crawford, a 135-pound fighter, and running from a real fighter like David Benavidez, you bitch. The truth is, you can be bought. You're a money-hungry squirrel chasing your next nut. The truth is, these sports-washing shady characters are paying you hundreds of millions of dollars to stop our fight from happening because they couldn't fathom the fact that they can't create a bigger fight than me and you. Al Heyman has made you hundreds of millions of dollars, and you turned your back on him for this check. Disloyal. And you were begging to do this fight on pay-per-view. But I have loyalty. Loyalty to Netflix, doing the biggest numbers. And you call me a YouTuber, but you've never had a boxing match as big as mine. Remember you told my team that your daughter came home and asked if you were fighting Jake Paul? She was all excited. You said that was the first time your daughter's ever asked you about a fight. And you're screwing over all your Mexican fans by doing your fights in Saudi. It just shows what type of person you are. And I promise you one thing, Canelo, any fight that you do this year, mine will be bigger. So go off to your boss, you Ring magazine employee, you pink and orange, and fix that herpy on your lip, you dirty.
Hey, there you go. Jake Paul very upset.
Whoa,
very upset. Now people have pointed out that signed piece of paper that he's thrown out there was not a contract, it was a confidentiality agreement. So that was not an actual agreement to fight. It was basically no talking that we're talking.
All right.
But very good takedown. He's very good at social media. Not a surprise, Jake Paul. But here's the thing, though, dude. And Jake, I've not been against your whole thing. I've been to many, I've been to your fights. I've watched a lot of your fights.
Yeah.
We've had you on the show. You know, fine. I'm not against Jake Paul fighting. I'm not against all this. But at my heart, I am a boxing fan. And I care a lot more that Canelo Alvarez is going to fight Terrence Crawford. Yes, he was the 135 champion at one point, but you know who was a lot of weight classes away from a super fight? Manny Pacquiao, and he eventually fought Floyd Mayweather. Like, I don't care. I want to see this matchup. And respectfully to Jake Paul, I don't really give a rat's ass about you and Canelo right now, because it's not going anywhere. You literally could do Canelo Alvarez, probably when it's more in your age group, when he's like 45. You could do...
How old is Jake Paul?
I think he's 27.
Okay.
Did he really... Wait, first of all, how dare you call Terrence Crawford not a real fighter?
Yeah, he's saying he's a 135. He's the best pound-for-pound fighter on the planet.
Right, so like, what is he talking about? And second of all, what did he think was going to happen before Canelo? Canelo's not going to fight him with restrictions and regulations.
Right, and the other thing is like, I don't understand this idea of like, oh, you're money hungry. It's like, they're prize fighters. What do you want them to do? For a hobby? Last time I checked, not all your fights were on Netflix, Jake. You fought on DAZN. You fought on Showtime. You fought on many networks too, dude. So, anyway. That's my damage is done. I'm sorry that you're lashing out, but I'm getting Terrence Crawford, so kick rocks.
Like, so, as a fighter, so think about this.
Damage is done.
If you look at it from the other side, if Canelo has a chance to make a Crawford fight and he opts to fight Jake Paul, everybody else in boxing would be saying the same thing.
I would be furious
thing.
At Canelo.
Everybody
happened.
Would be saying the same thing that Jake Paul is saying.
I would
saying.
Be, if I found out that Canelo Alvarez, like that would make me feel like he's money hungry. I'm like, wait, right. You fought Jake Paul instead of
but
fighting Terrence Crawford?
The same stuff he's saying, he would rather hear from you than from the boxing community.
Right. Vlad, what's your damage is done?
Damage done is to one. Travis Kelce.
Oh.
Hey, I thought you was going to go ahead on and.
Who?
What
are you talking about?
Here at 10:30.
Oh, no, not Travis. That's not my damage. Please, you got birders who come in at 10:12 all the time. You get the pass.
So wow. Sorry, Jennifer. I did not know that.
Nah, you said it. You set your homegirl up for that. You
yeah, were. All right.
Yes, what about Travis Kelce?
Travis is, you know. The three-peat, all of that, the whole Taylor Swift. I have a feeling she's going to break up with him.
Wow.
That's my theory.
Go back to the birds?
Going back to the birds. Going back to a winner. Maybe he's trying to make a move on Jalen. No, Cooper DeJean.
Oh, wow.
That would be the move.
Well, she's like 10 years older than him.
And that's the move.
Ooh.
That's the move. She could write a new album. She could do two new albums off the breakup with Travis.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You need new content.
I used to be with a winner, but now I'm not.
Yep. Three-peat no more.
I'm Tay-Tay. I'm not with no second place. Yeah. She did not look like she liked getting
booed.
She
was really shocked.
She's like, what?
Right?
Booed?
She was really shocked that.
Very surprised that they were booed.
They booed her.
All right, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.